You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll get inspiration for how to get the most out of one of autumn's most versatile comfort foods, the potato. Right now, we're looking at new efforts to help Wisconsin veterans and their families deal with some of the mental health challenges that come with going to and coming back from war. Ron Worthy is a veteran and president of Souls of Honor, a veteran support group in Wausau. He joins us now to talk about efforts to help veterans face PTSD and to prevent veteran suicide. Ron, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Veteran suicides in Wisconsin have been going up in the last several years. What do you think is going on?
Well, I don't think the government has looked at it as serious as they are now. They're just now beginning to tighten their belt and looking at the suicide rates a little more seriously. They've tried pushing pills, and a lot of cases it's made things even worse because a lot of the opioids actually make you more depressed and could point you more towards suicide than helping. 5 weeks ago, or 4 weeks ago, I was called down to Pewaukee and met with the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, and we kicked off what they're calling a zero veteran suicide initiative in the state of Wisconsin.
Right. Tell us about that. This is a program that focuses on the families of veterans to help them prevent suicide. Why the focus on families?
Well, that's something that Souls of Honor, my group, has been pushing for more than a year now. We've been working with Secretary Skokas. We'd have meetings. And one thing that's so important about educating, we want to educate family members, spouses, because we need the veteran to be a little more understood here. A lot of times they think that what's going on is the guy has changed, he's just a jerk now, or it could be the female too. You know, we have veterans that are male and female, and we actually, when you're in combat, you have to table all of your emotions, and what happens with PTSD is you've tabled all of your emotions. You put them somewhere in the back of your mind where they don't come out. But the only emotion you can't table is anger. So it takes very little to trip your trigger. I mean, what maybe a family member would say to you, for instance, you know, why aren't you working? Or, you know, maybe someone's not able to hold a job. They might go through a dozen jobs in a month, you know, because there's so many different things that will trip their trigger. You know, it's not necessary, and I'm sure there are some that are lazy, but that's not necessarily what's going on.
So how do you train a family member to know what to look for? Are there common signs?
Well, we're actually, I was just talking to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs a couple of days ago and asked them what our next phase would be. They're going to start training all of the facilities, the veterans facilities in Wisconsin, about what to look for PTSD and how to work with it. And we're going to be instructed, our members, the ones that want to attend, and we will be certified where we can actually go into the community and hold some seminars here on our own and bring the family members in so we can educate them too. So it's going to be a little longer process than I would like, but it's it'll work, you know. So
in the meantime, now that you've got this platform here on the radio, what should families look for if they're dealing with a loved one who's a veteran who might be struggling with PTSD or suicidal thoughts?
Well, there's so many different signs with PTSD. You could have someone that seems like they're the happiest guy in the world, and then tomorrow they might, you might find them gone, you know. On the other hand, you might have someone that's totally withdrawn. They don't want to go outside. They don't want maybe just sit in the darkness or something, you know. Don't open the shades. You know, there's so many different variables in between. That's why we need training ourselves, you know. But like I said, it can go from one extreme to the other.
We're talking with Ron Worthy right now. He's a veteran and president of Souls of Honor, a veteran support group in Wausau. And we're looking at a new PTSD support group for Wisconsin veterans and efforts there. Also talking about how families of veterans can help prevent suicide. And Ron, I want to talk about PTSDA. It's a group created to help veterans, and it's modeled after Alcoholics Anonymous, which was created by Souls of Honor. What's the idea behind PTSDA?
PTSDA is ran by combat vets, for combat vets, and, you know, this, we've just had four meetings now. This was actually started by a couple of my members that kind of went out on their own, one of which had been in contact with Washington State, where they've had this program for a couple of years, and they've had very good success with it. And what happens is, like I said, there's no people there that are counselors or anything like that. It went from three members or four members at the first meeting, and now we're up to 15 at our fourth meeting, and it's still growing. We can actually identify what the other person is talking about, because there's no one in that room that hasn't dealt with the same, you know, the same emotions and trials that the person next to them has. So it's basically veterans relating to other veterans. And we've got some really good feedback already in just a month. So,
and it sounds like it's a pretty diverse group of veterans that are involved in this new PTSDA group. Can you tell me about some of them, about where they come from and their different experiences?
Well, we've got people from Desert Storm. We've got a lot of the younger members from Iraq. We've got four Vietnam veterans in there, so there's a quite a diverse background of veterans there. It's one thing about combat veterans, it doesn't make any difference where you served or when. I mean, a bullet sounds the same going by an ear. I don't care when it was, you know. And that's putting it pretty mildly, but you know, we have found a lot of comfort, I guess, in talking with each other. Like I said, we're all on the same level, and it's proving to be working pretty well. So.
And Ron, I know that you struggle with PTSD yourself. What do you find to be the most helpful in coping with that?
The most helpful thing that I have ever found is such a simple thing, and it's helping other veterans. I started volunteering about 3 years ago down at King Veterans Home, and it actually came to a point where at times they had veterans that they couldn't work with, the psychiatrists, the counselors and things. These people would close themselves off. They'd shut their door, their blinds. They'd sit in there in the dark, and they didn't want anybody to even come in and take their blood pressure, you know. So they would actually call me. I would go in and introduce myself and sit down and talk to them, and, you know, in a day or two, they were a totally different person because they had someone that understood them. The biggest mistake some, and it's not so much nowadays, but before, was when a counselor would go in and they weren't in combat. They probably weren't even in the military, and they'd say, "Oh, I know how you feel, and you've just lost that person right there," you know. So.
And Ron, just briefly before I let you go, if someone is listening right now, a veteran, and they are struggling, what do you want them to know? What advice do you have?
Well, you have to surround yourself by like-minded people. I mean, one thing that you think there's something wrong with you when you have PTSD, you struggle every day with, nobody understands me, but there are people out there that do understand you because they're all dealing with the same situation. So that's one reason that we put Souls of Honor together. Like I said, the biggest thing that helps is helping other veterans. I know I worked for a long time, and I told my significant other that, you know what? I said, I can't believe what a difference I've made in this person's life. And then I started to reflect on my own. I'm like, hey, I can't believe what a difference I've made in my own, you know? You don't realize it at first how much help it is for you, but it's quite a life-changing situation. It's great. So,
Ron, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
That was Ron Worthy. He's a veteran and president of the group Souls of Honor, a veteran support group in Wausau. He joined us on this Veterans Day to tell us about a new PTSD support group for Wisconsin veterans and also how families of veterans can help prevent suicide. For more information, you can log on to soulsofhonor.us. Coming up after the news, we'll look at some yummy ways to cook one of the most comforting of all comfort foods, the humble potato. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.